Kathy, I had a good time browsing through your book, Secret Cincinnati, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Did you have a good time putting it together?
I had a great time putting it together. I really did. I knew about some of these places, but we heard a lot from friends and family. It was just a lot of fun going out and seeing them in person and sort of rediscovering things that, you know it's there, but maybe not know the story behind how things got where they are or why they're there.
Were you surprised by any or many while you were doing your research?
I was surprised. And I think mainly it was the stories that you just have no idea to expect. I know when we went into the Lloyd Library, first of all, that was one place I really knew nothing about. They were so great to talk to and sharing information. But when we got there, one of the neat things that we discovered was this story with Elizabeth Blackwell and the book that she had written. And so this is like 1739. She'd spent so much time pouring herself into this, and it really was to raise money to get her husband out of jail, which she did. But then he left. He really was pretty much of a scoundrel, but he wound up getting beheaded in Switzerland. I just thought that was a really great story. And her book can be seen at the Lloyd.
That is such a unique place, and it's only exactly one block south of where we're sitting right now.
It truly is. And important for people who might want to go visit, there is free parking in the back.
If folks know where the Fire Museum is, it's not very far from there at all. 89 Secrets. What's, in your mind, the best way to map out? It's a sort of a scavenger hunt.
It really is exactly that. I think people could do it by interests, libraries or history or just the very quirky stuff. Or you could do it by parts of town. I tried to have things in the book from as many communities as possible, as widespread. There are a lot of things for families. There are a lot of free admission and no-cost venues in the book. Really, I think it would come down to your personal interest if you like parks and a lot of cool gardens, things in museums. One of my favorite was the Lucky Cat Museum. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but oh my gosh, what a collection there.
No, I wasn't until I got the book. Matter of fact, there was probably a dozen in here that I had no idea about, and that really opened my eyes. And you're all around, pretty much all around the tri-state, a lot in Cincinnati, a lot in northern Kentucky, and one further down south in Kentucky where Big Bone is. Tell us about Big Bone.
I live in Burlington, so I've written about Kentucky State Parks for a long time. So I really wanted to get Big Bone in there some way. So the secret there was James Saddlebag, and Big Bone was brought in sort of as just a little sidebar. But it is a great place to visit. You can see bison out roaming the pasture out there. And they've redone their exhibit, so it's a lot of fun just to go in and see the live animals and come in and see all the background. And there are some dioramas inside the museum part. It's a great outing for families.
Now, as a travel writer, you've explored new places, found secrets all over the place. How do our secrets, the Cincinnati area secrets, stack up with those in other places?
I have to say, I was really impressed. One thing that I discovered or relearned, I guess, through the research of the book, Cincinnati is such a beautiful city. And I just kept commenting on that every time I went out and would be driving around. The views, the things we have here, I mean, we really have everything. We have fabulous museums. I love the one secret in the Cincinnati Art Museum, the Damascus Room there. Oh my gosh, it's so ornate, so gorgeous, has a wonderful story. We've got a lot to offer here, and it really is worth getting out and checking all of these venues out.
And Cincinnati, at least to our residents, is known for some very, very beautiful green spaces and parks. And there is one about midway through the book that I don't think many people know about. And it is, I believe, a secret. It's Mitchell Memorial Forest out on the west side.
That is also a very beautiful park and a great, great view. If you're looking for a place to just have some quiet time and relax, that is Mitchell Memorial.
And it's in, what would you call that part of town, Miami Township, perhaps?
It's Miami Township. So it overlooks the Great Miami River Valley. Hikers love to go there because it's sort of off that beaten path. People tend to go to the bigger parks. It's one of the great parks of Hamilton County. And their parks are just really beautiful.
And we're visiting with Catherine Witt. Catherine's new book is called Secret Cincinnati, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. By the way, the second book with secret in the title, what's the deal here?
Oh, okay. So that is The Secret of the Bells. That is actually historic fiction, and its plot sort of intersects with the story of Gone with the Wind. And its setting is in Marietta, Georgia. And a very cool thing that happened because of that book was I was invited to attend the 70th anniversary re-premiere of the movie Gone with the Wind and met a lot of people still connected to it, the actors, including Ann Rutherford, who played Scarlett's sister, Kareen. And that was just a really great experience.
Well, you have, I guess, 89 secrets in here. I'm assuming that you maybe started out with a lot more than that and did some editing?
Yes, we started out with 130 secrets that had to be whittled down to 89. And even at 130, I know that there are a lot more things out there that could be considered secrets. But because of the formatting of the book, I could only have 89. Mm-hmm. So the challenge was selecting those that offered a balance between where they were located in the city, getting in some of those no admission and low cost so people could go out and experience as many as possible. And just trying to have a balance and the types of venues. So having libraries represented, to museums, the parks. So it was really hard to get that list down to 89.
Can you, off the top of your head, give me one or two or three that didn't make the cut that you did have to edit?
Yes. The historic Linden Grove Cemetery in Covington, I really wanted to include that. It's so pretty. But then I realized I had a number of cemeteries already, and I do enjoy writing about cemeteries, and it was really painful to take that one out, but I did take it out. That's for book two.
Okay. It's called Secret Cincinnati, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Best of luck to you. Where is it available, Kathy?
All major bookstores, so Joseph Beth, Barnes & Noble, through the publisher Reedy Press. Pretty much anywhere you buy a book, Amazon, it's available. Also on my website.
And we'll put a link to your website on our website, wvxu.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Had a good time with this. With Catherine Witt, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.